This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have on the broadcast today a longtime personal friend, Justice Tom P. Brady of the Mississippi Supreme Court. Judge Brady served as Democratic National Committeeman from Mississippi from 1960 through the conclusion of the 1964 Democratic National Convention, which has just ended. Judge Brady, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dick.
Judge Brady, you were in Atlantic City with the Mississippi delegation to the Democratic National Convention, and I know that throughout the nation there's a lot of confusion about the fight in the Credentials Committee, about the so-called Freedom Democrats who wanted recognition as the official Mississippi delegation. What are the facts of this matter as you see them?
This is one of the most trying and uncalled-for debacles that it's ever been my duty to witness. Mississippi has been libeled before the nation by a motley crew of agitators calling themselves the Freedom Democrats. These misguided individuals were joined in their vicious tirade against the good people of Mississippi by the big three of the Negro Revolution, Roy Wilkins of the NAACP, James Farmer of CORE, and the apostle of violent nonviolence, Martin Luther King. As the incumbent National Democratic Committeeman from Mississippi, I resented these slanderous attacks on our great state. But I was denied a hearing, and I was told flatly that I would not even be permitted in the convention hall. I am anathema to the National Democratic Party and have been for 4 years since I refused to sign the pledge. They also feared, perhaps, that I would attempt to set the record straight to the convention and to the nation.
Well, Judge, now you have the opportunity to set the record straight, so will you please do so?
Well, I appreciate this very much because it does show the spirit of fair play. I would like to say this. I hope that I may be able to undo a part of the damage which is done to the good name of Mississippi and that I can tell you some of the true facts which actually took place. The obnoxious conduct on the part of the rabid Negro and white high-salaried executives of CORE, SNCC, the ADA, and the NAACP, as well as the antics of other left-wing groups, were heard and seen by the civilized world in all their stark vulgarity. This malignment is recorded in the minutes of the National Democratic Party, where it will remain forever an indictment of the malicious and vicious conduct of the left-wing Communist Front organizations, the block-voting Negro machines, and the National Council of Churches underground organization, COFO. It is these organizations which, together with the affluent leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, and such ruthless labor bosses as Walter Reuther and Dave Dubinsky, who actually control and dictate the policies and operations of the National Democratic Party.
Judge, a lot of charges were made concerning Mississippi and the operations of the Mississippi Democratic Party by the so-called Freedom Democrats. What do you have to say concerning these charges?
We were charged with being ruthless in our control over the delegates. We were charged with being already forsworn to do everything that we could to destroy the Democratic Party. We were charged with mistreating niggers and brutally beating and denying them any and all of their civil rights. We were charged with anything that happened to come to the minds of these agitators and troublemakers, which they believe would be influential. I categorically, on behalf of Mississippi, deny their charges. The very fact that the misnamed Freedom Democrats, a legal nonentity, held mock conventions in Mississippi, conducted mock elections, and chose a mock delegation unhindered in any way, attests to the mixed tolerance and the contempt which these imported agitators, demonstrators, and looters have been regarded by Mississippi. In spite of all of this, the National Democratic Party, however, embraced the ludicrous Freedom Democrats and clasped them to their bosom. Mississippi Democrats refused to participate in such a shotgun wedding. They thought they could frighten us. They thought they could intimidate us. They thought they could placate us. They thought they could appease or bribe us. But they found that Mississippians can never be regimented and pressed into a common mold by them for any reason whatsoever or by the decrees of any national party. We knew that never before in the history of the Democratic Party has a state been singled out for the reason set forth by them and directed to take a loyalty pledge, a binding pledge which would require the delegations to blindly support the nominee of the party without any test of his qualifications, moral, educational, cultural, simply without any equivocation, he must be accepted. The delegation flatly refused to sacrifice on the altar of expediency or for any other reason the most sacred right any man can have, the God-given right of freedom of choice. There is nothing which can be given to us which can begin to compensate Mississippians for the loss of this divine right. We were asked in substance to put the welfare of this National Democratic Party before the welfare of Mississippi, its institutions, and our children, and thus become, with all the other National Democrats, second-class citizens. This we refused to do.
Judge Brady, after you left Atlantic City, when you arrived back in Mississippi, you had some rather strong words about the future prospects of the National Democratic Party. You issued a very strong statement concerning this. I wonder if you'd mind repeating that for our audience.
When friends of long duration or loved ones are separated by death or by circumstances, it is always fitting to say something regarding the person who has departed. And I say this now with reference to the National Democratic Party. That party is no more. It is now the National Negro Party. And even though some of the old guard within the party may not admit this fact, the overwhelming majority of the honest American people have had their eyes opened by the jungle and antics of the past week in Atlantic City. It is a fiasco which will never be forgotten so long as there is an America.
Judge Brady, during the convention, a lot of the commentators on TV and radio talked about the Mississippi Compromise, as they referred to it. Was there actually some sort of compromise on seating the delegation?
There was absolutely no compromise whatsoever. This is a part of the technique used by the Fabians that has overtones far more ominous than just socialism. This is a form of propaganda which is pure and simple, a fabrication of the truth. It was the fact that we would not compromise which caused the National Credentials Committee to permit the state of Mississippi, its officials, to be vilified in order to cloud the issue and to remove from the assembly these pure and simple legal question of whether or not the Mississippi delegation was legally seated and whether or not the Freedom Democrats were legally seated. There was no compromise. This was a ruse, a scheme, a deliberate plan, shouted over and over for the world to hear and for the delegates to hear, and those who did not know any difference may have thought that we compromised. Mississippi compromised nothing. We came with our heads high, and we left the same way we came.
Judge Brady, Governor Paul Johnson issued a statement at the time the Mississippi delegation pulled out of the convention, pointing out that the historic ties between Mississippi and the National Democratic Party had long existed, but that, in his words, Mississippi has now paid its debt to the National Democratic Party in full. Shortly thereafter, former Governor Ross Barnett indicated in his statement that, as he put it, relations between Mississippi and the National Democratic Party have been formally and finally severed. What will Mississippi Democrats do now?
I think now that the time has come when Mississippi and all the other southern states and the rest of the states in the Union had better begin to think about principles rather than party, and they better begin to think about men in leadership rather than patronage.
Then you do believe that the way that the Mississippi situation was handled at the National Convention will have an impact on the other southern states during this presidential election year?
When November comes, this thing which they have said is a backlash, white backlash, they will find is a white tornado. And what the South is going to do in November will astound the world.
Judge Brady, our time has gone by all too quickly. Thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Justice Tom P. Brady of the Mississippi Supreme Court, the outgoing Democratic National Committeeman from Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.